G'day, Michael.
Umpires. Gee, we need them, mate, don't we? Footy umpires, we need cricket umpires, umpires, referees of all particular types. But you being the North West Umpire Association coach, I guess you're putting out the word to see if you can get some more on deck.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can't have a game of anything without a referee or an umpire, can you? We're actually tracking quite well towards the start of the season at this point, but that's for the NWFL and State League. But we could really do with more people coming in the boundary and goal space especially. But that said, obviously, we're never going to turn away somebody that wants to have a go at field umpiring.
Has there been many players over the last couple of years that have sort of just filtered out of the game and decided that they're going to take up, if not central umpiring, a bit of goal umpiring or something like that, just to stay in the game? Because we see David Roden's done so well for himself, the former Richmond and Port Adelaide player. So have you had many sort of come out of the woodwork and just want to join?
That's probably the area that's dropped off from what it was maybe 20 or 30 years ago. Unfortunately, you know, it's harder and harder to get volunteers around clubs these days, and those people that might have come out of football having played and then stepping into umpiring haven't had that happen as often due to, the need to stay and volunteer around the club and, heaven forbid, play until they're a bit older as well.
The AFL have come out pretty strong, haven't they, through this pre-season? They've said, well, look, we're trying to draw a line in the sand. We don't want umpires to... We expect umpires will be criticised, and I think he'll acknowledge that. But I guess it's just that real hardcore abuse of umpires and trying to stamp it out. You think he's on the right track?
Look, that is one of the real impediments, I suppose, for people that when they do come along and if they are subjected to it, that they can quite easily just decide to walk away from it. We've been quite fortunate, certainly on the northwest coast, with the NWFL being very supportive of umpiring, to have a reasonably good record as far as the amount of abuse that's directed towards umpires these days. That said, there are still isolated incidents, and in the end, I suppose the AFL do need to make a point about it, because I think they were saying that there's about 6,000 umpires short across Australia, which is just a huge number. For us, it's more about just being able to have a good relationship with players. And, you know, I don't mind as an umpire that a player asks me a question. If they ask it in the right way, I'm more than happy to answer it. But it's when it becomes sort of abusive or threatening or sort of disputing that becomes a problem. But we've got the tools there to deal with that. And as you might have seen in the AFL the last few weeks in practice matches, that's what they're doing.
Speaking about having the tools to cope with all of that, you've got an umpire training and season launch coming up at Ulverston on Monday the 14th and also the 21st of March. Can you tell us a little bit about what will happen on those 2 days?
So both of those Monday nights at the Ulverston Football Ground, we'll actually be having our standard training session, but we're also holding an information session for anybody that might like to come along and learn a bit more about umpiring and what the opportunities might be. Now, whether that's somebody that's looking to umpire or even if it's a parent of a young person that might like to come along and see what it's all about, we're going to have people there, our coaches and committee available to have those conversations, as well as the opportunity to have a go. So we'll run a number of different drills and scenarios for those new people to give it a go and see what it's all about. And we'll top it off at the end of the night with a free sausage sizzle and hopefully a couple of weeks out from the start of the season attract a few more.
During tough economic times, it could be quite handy for some of those ex-players. And, well, we're even talking the girls, the women that are out there that want to have a go. Boundary umpiring, etc., they could start off with. And then we've seen a lot of women get into field umpiring. We see them in the AFL. So there's a pathway there.
Absolutely. We're actually very proud as far as the North West Umpires Association is concerned. Just a couple of years ago, we had the highest percentage of female participation in umpiring in Australia, which is absolutely awesome. And we've just picked up a couple of new recruits in the last couple of weeks, which are right across the gamut of, you know, field, boundary and goal umpiring. So with the growth of the game, with more football and AFLW We need to be able to find umpires from all areas, and we wholeheartedly encourage any girls and women out there that are keen to get involved, come along. Our boundary umpire coach, Ashton Dennison, actually is a graduate of our academy program from about 6 or 7 years ago, and she's now in her early 20s and coaching the boundary umpires.
And I guess rule changes too, Phil, are always hot topics, aren't they? The rules seem to change so much, or the interpretations of the rules have to be tightened up so your umpiring team can all be as much as you can in unison with certain situations. And I guess this year there'll be a few little minor tweaks as well.
We're rather lucky that there's not too many tweaks to the rules this season. I did see in the media today Brad Scott say that we tried to keep it to a minimum as far as changes going into this season, and we appreciate that. The rule book itself is, pushing 90 pages these days, so it's a fair bit to take in and then be able to recall it rather quickly on a game day and apply it.
Yeah, and I suppose experience gives you knowledge and all that sort of thing, and to make split second decisions when the heat's on in the kitchen. I mean, that's perhaps not expected so much of umpires that are just coming in, because they'll be learning their trade and everyone will be knowing what's going on. But then eventually, it's that under the heat opportunity for umpires to get it right as much as they can. That's what I guess all the umpires would aspire to.
Well, we're all human, players and umpires, so people do make mistakes. But the beauty of coming into our group is that we've got a pretty experienced group of coaches and other support people around that can really help at training. But also we run a mentoring system, so we don't throw people to the wolves and say, off you go, here's a whistle and umpire a game of footy. You get quite comprehensive training through the accreditation program and then that buddy system. But for us, it's really about trying to keep things simple. Like I say, there's a lot of pages to a rule book, but if we go out there to try and provide a safe environment for the players to play and just pay the clear and obvious free kicks, generally players, coaches and spectators don't have too many qualms with that.
Phil, let's hope that we can get a few more boundary umpires and goal umpires for you for the start of the season. So if anyone's interested, just repeating, at the Ulverston Football Club, Monday the 14th and the 21st of March from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. If you're interested in umpiring, you may be wanting to be a field umpire. That'd be a bit of a bonus, I guess. But if you want to make a few extra dollars over the winter, you can certainly catch up with everyone at Ulverston on March the 14th and the 21st. Thanks for coming on, Phil, and let's hope you get a few recruits.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it.